Yeah, no, I've been thinking a lot about that because that's kind of been my theme this past week for the octave. Just well, how do I instill hope, right? And what is hope? Is that the confidence and belief that even through the difficulties of our life, even through how the world is, how things are going, that God is in control, and that God is going to take care of us no matter what. Right? That's what it is. It's having that confidence in God of who he is, right? And how do we grow in that? Well, and there's many avenues, right? There's prayer, encountering and meeting people, being involved in ministries, because at that point you don't feel like you're just by yourself and you're just, endlessly following these things in your life. But when you're with other people, like the YCP events and meeting young adults there, or parish events and going to Bible studies and going to, various, groups and whatnot, to build those connections, and so that what is centered in your life is God, will transform you, right? But if we're constantly kind of consumed with awful news and scrolling through everything and seeing how awful things are, and if that's what we're doing, it's going to consume us. But if we consume our lives with God and the things of God, right, then we're going to grow in that confidence that he's going to take care of it, right? We read through all the entire scripture. What does he say, right? Besides, peace be with you, what does he say?
Be not
Right?
afraid.
Be not afraid.
Right.
Right? Be not afraid. And I think this image comes to me too of Jesus in the boat with the disciples on the water, right? What happens when their eyes are fixed on Christ? Right, things are fine, even with everything going on below. Right? Nothing in the water changes. Right, it's still, chaotic, but when their eyes are fixed on Christ, then they're fine. But it's when Peter looks down, then he just drops. Right, and that's, I think, symbolic of all of our lives. That there's always going to be storms in our lives, no matter where we're at in our life. Right, always going to be there. But Christ, who is God, who is the creator of the world, who sustains the world, who sustains all of creation, is saying, fix your eyes on me, be not afraid. I'm going to take care of you. Right? And I like to say this a lot in my homilies, let God be God.